Yeah, here we go. Here we go. 7:13 and 61. Let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Yeah, I do. Well, today, last day of spring, summer officially starts tomorrow. Make sure you stock up on your sunscreen, okay? Researchers in Colorado tested different levels of SPF on skiers. Each person had to put SPF 50 on one side of their face, SPF 100 on the other side. I would be like, come on now, man. I'm going to look ridiculous. Half my face is going to be darker than the other half. Anyway, the main reason I bring this up is that really you need at least SPF 50 to block a lot of the bad UVB or UV. Just put some sunblock on. 50 is the best. If you do SPF 30, you got to reapply at least every 2 hours, especially if you're in the water. And you know us, we got all these big sandy beaches. We're out there getting tan, but you got to be careful, man. I'm not very good about it. I got to be better about it. I like getting a nice, I tan pretty well, but I like getting a nice kind of first burn in the start of the summer. And then I just keep tanning. I know it's a horrible thing to do. I just rub a little bit of baby oil on me. You know, get a nice sizzle. If I don't feel a burn, I'm not getting that sweet, sweet tan. All right? Get that sweet, sweet tan. And baby oil is the best way to do it. Anyway, be careful in the sun. SPF 50 is probably your best bet. Well, a Roseanne spinoff is one step closer to becoming a reality. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, it said, quote, Roseanne Barr has agreed in principle to walk away from the characters she's helped create in order to allow Roseanne's cast and crew to pursue a spinoff in the wake of the show's May cancellation due to her racist tweets. The sticking point is what the comedian will receive in compensation. ABC and producer Casey Werner insists that she not, quote, participate financially in the spinoff, which will most likely focus on Sarah Gilbert's character. As the Hollywood Reporter points out, now the negotiation is over what, if any, a one-time payment she should receive as go-away money. At this point, John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf are said to be tentatively on board for the new series. It's amazing how quick that happened. Overnight, Roseanne tweeted, and then overnight, like that, show was canceled. And now it's just, I don't know, man. It's just crazy. We live in a crazy time where technology can really take you down if you're not smart about it. All right? If you have horrible thoughts, just keep them in your head and not be an even more horrible person and say them out loud. Just saying. Well, in this day and age when we're all just a bunch of fatties just shoving food in our fat faces, this is definitely something that fits. A pizza company called Boston Pizza, which is in Canada, just invented a pizza box that turns into a table. This sounds more American than Canadian. So, yes, your pizza box turns into a table. So you just fold out a few flaps and boom, you got a nice little table for eating in bed or wherever. I think this is something that needs to take off here in America. Because think about it. What's the bad part about eating pizza in bed? Is you got to put that pizza box, that greasy pizza box, on your sheets and get your sheets dirty. All right, you're already disgusting enough because you're sitting there shoveling pizza into your fat face in bed. You don't want to get grease all over you. I mean, that's taking it to a whole new level. But luckily, this company has fixed that because they turned your pizza box into a table, so now you can slide your fat legs underneath. They got to be pretty big legs on this table to make sure it can get over your fatty legs and your fatty stomach. You not get grease on anything, and now you can sit there confidently knowing that your greasy sheets won't get any greasier. Ugh, and actually hear us getting fatter. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The more